Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, welcome to My First Time, a mostly sexy sex podcast from Broadly. My name is Xing Xing.
You know, when like sex is just like too stark naked and you're like fumbly and clumsy, and it is actually quite gross because you're just two teenagers who don't know what they actually want.
Today on My First Time, can one night of passion change your life?
My name's Florence, and this is the story of my first one-night stand.
One-night stands are mostly short-lived. After all, they're called one-night stands for a reason. But their impact can last a long time. For our guest, Florence Barkway, one-night stands have played an important role in her sex life, and actually her life in general. She co-founded a YouTube channel called Come Curious, as well as the podcast Fucks Given, which dives into sex and relationships. Our guest Florence was looking for something different. It all started one evening in the south of England. This is her story.
I had just gotten out of a relationship of 11 months. My first love, the guy who I lost my virginity to. Although we'd only had sex actually twice in that whole relationship. So my first one night stand was the third time I'd ever had sex. It all started in Brighton, and we were trying to go out clubbing as 16-year-olds. And obviously you're not allowed in. So we were climbing over a fence behind a club to get into the smoking area to get in. Already probably wasted. I guess I started chatting to this guy in the club. He was in the same friendship group as my ex-boyfriend, who was actually in the year below me, which is quite abnormal actually for that age. Like, pretty much like people stick with their year groups when it comes to fucking and kissing, making out with people. But for some reason, all the guys I fancied were in the year below. Ended up snogging this guy in the club. And he started fingering me in the club. Oh my God. And we ended up going home together. So this is the third time I had ever had sex. I still didn't really know what I was doing. We got a condom out. And actually, like, now I remember it, it was actually daylight when this was all happening as well. So it was very, I think we must have gotten back like really late or like early in the morning. So everything's like really vivid, like really gross. You know, when like sex is just like too stark naked and you're like fumbly and clumsy, and it is actually quite gross because you're just two teenagers who don't know what they actually want. And we had some really shit sex. I remember there being a 69 position thrown in there somewhere and just being like, okay, let's try this out. I've seen this in like magazines.
Sex at 16 feels dangerous and exciting. A one-night stand. For our guest Florence, that's how it started for sure. But unfortunately, that's not how it ended up.
This is the first time I'd ever had sex, like, outside of a relationship. My third time having sex, and the condom was snapped. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm going to get pregnant. Literally, it woke up. It was a Sunday morning. The doctors were closed. I was panicking so much. I was phoning up everywhere trying to think, like, where can I get the morning after pill?
If your condom splits during sex, let me tell you, it is a dick move to just up and leave your partner to deal with the consequences, even if you only just met them.
I don't think he really looked that worried. I think he was just like, oh, it's broken. Then I just sort of, like, my mind caved in on itself and like was just like shit, like screaming inside, but like probably just like silence on the outside. And I was like, I just remember saying, oh, I guess I have to go and get the morning after pill then. And he was like, yeah, I guess so. That was it. Like, I never spoke to him again after that. Never. I don't think we didn't exchange numbers or anything. But I can't even remember what his name was. Actually, I do. I just remembered it.
For Florence, one night was enough. This hookup didn't really mean much, and she didn't stay in touch with the guy, even after the drama. Florence was embarrassed about what happened. She didn't want to tell anyone.
My friendship group never really did one-night stands, actually. Like, when I think about it, like, it wasn't something that we were all doing at that age. But I guess one-night stands, I feel, are something that comes a little bit later in life, in a way. Like, you have to be, like, a little bit more confident with yourself. And when you're a teenager, like, that is your least confident self sexually. Like, you just don't know anything yet. And, like, we were never really taught anything in school. And our, like, friends didn't really talk about it together. Like, it just wasn't... Sex was still taboo, actually. Like, people weren't really talking about it. And if they were having one-night stands, I don't think they would tell me. I don't even know if I told my friends about that one-night stand. And... yeah, I ended up having to tell my mum about it because I was panicking so much and I didn't know what to do. Like, I'd gotten to the end of my, like, list of places to call and she was like, Florence, what? What is wrong? And I told her and she seemed so disappointed in me. I remember her face just being, like, turning from, like, concerned to slightly angry. Like, you were a reckless young girl. Why did you do this? Like, you're only 16. We ended up finding the morning after pill at the Boots in town, which seems like one of the first places I should have looked. But at 16, I don't think I really knew where I was supposed to be going. And I remember taking the pill. We went down onto the beach, me and my mum, and I took it there. I just remember it was like a really grey day. I remember this so vividly. Like, we were on the pebbles. I was just like so disappointed with myself. And also, like, the sex just was not worth it. It was just like this guy, someone that my like ex-boyfriend used to know. I was like, this, I really let myself down here. This is a really bad thing to do. And the shame, oh my God. And the morning after pill makes you feel really ill. Afterwards, you feel just like sick. You feel sick. You can feel it kind of like moving down your body, and you're like, "Why did I do this to myself?" Also, it was expensive. I was 16. I didn't have any money, and my mum made me pay for it out of my own money because I guess she just didn't want to help me afford my indecencies. Is that the right word?
10 years on, our guest Florence looks back on this period with a wry smile. She's learned a lot about how to do a one-night stand.
I think one-night stands have been such a valuable experience to, like, form how I feel about sex now. They've given me so many different experiences. Like, I don't think I would really be able to do what I do with Come Curious now if I hadn't slept with all those people, because they've given me all the stories, the juicy stories. And, like, I've learned so much about other people's bodies, like, what people enjoy, what I enjoy. And I've also learned that I needed to respect myself a little bit more sometimes. And sex isn't just something you can get everything from in one night. Like, you do need to build, like, a little bit more of a foundation with someone to actually enjoy sex. Although, you can also enjoy sex on a one-night stand. It's a really, like, I always go back and forth with one-night stands because I've had a lot of times that I've been like, okay, you could have definitely done without shagging that guy. But then, would I really have, like, gotten to where I am in my sex life right now if I didn't? Who knows? If I could speak to my younger self now, back when I had that one-night stand, I would make sure that I wasn't feeling the shame. I would say that it's a completely natural learning experience to do, and that taking the morning after pill doesn't mean anything either. It doesn't mean that you were a slut or that you're like degraded yourself, because it was a good experience to have at the time. I think it's really sad looking back on the shame that I felt and the embarrassment and all those feelings that came with it, because it's just so like beyond what it should have been. Like, it was such an innocent experience, and just because that happened once, like taking the morning after pill, that does not mean anything. Like, it was just a mistake as well. Like, it was just like a bad draw, probably like an old condom.
It's interesting. Not only has our guest moved on from that one disastrous one-night stand, now she loves having sex. And over the years, she's had plenty more one-night stands.
My second ever one-night stand, it was with a guy that I'd met through one of my really good friends at the time. It was one of her boyfriend's friends. It was quite strange because obviously I didn't really know what to do. I was not accustomed to like flirting, approaching new people. So I feel like we were kind of like set up in a way, because I felt like, yeah, my friend definitely kind of like was just like, oh, why don't you go and chat with him? And we got chatting that same night. I went back to his, but he was one of those guys with BDE, big dick energy, and he did have a big dick. But like, you know when some guys are just like, they're so confident and they've got so much, is it like pheromones that just like they take over you and just like, I need to have sex with you. And I was just like, this is it. Like, this is my new experience. But yeah, the sex was really good. It was really good. We'd like, every single time, it would always be after a night out that we'd just end up going home together. And as soon as we got back to his, he'd have like a playlist that he put on, like set the mood, put the music on. And he just like, throw me on the bed. He was a man. He was older than me as well. Before this one night stand, I'd be having a lot of sex in this relationship that I was in. And in this relationship I was in before, he had a magic penis. Like every single time we fucked, I came. And like now I know that that is so rare. Like, I'm not sure how that happened. Like every single time, we basically always climax together. So like going into this new experience, I guess I was expecting quite a lot from sex, because I was like, I know how to do it. We did it a lot. But I went into this new sexual experience and I didn't come. And that was an interesting experience, because I was like, I think I always felt like a little bit dissatisfied after it, because I was like, well, sex usually ends with an orgasm for me. Like, why isn't this happening? And also, he had a massive penis and it actually hurt. Like, quite a lot, like a few of the times that we slept together, I actually had like blood like the next day, because I was like, something tore inside of me. It was great, but there were like some parts of it that was just like, maybe he was like a little bit too rough.
Now, as a one night stand expert, our guest Florence has learned a lot. As is often the case on my first time, it all boils down to communication.
I think something that I didn't do with one-night stands was communicate with who I was sleeping with. Communication is so important to all relationships, even one-night stands. And I think if you want to get something good out of a one-night stand, you should go into it knowing what you want with your intentions. So, like, be really clear about like what you enjoy in the bedroom. What you're not okay with in the bedroom. Make sure that you're both STI clear. Have that conversation about when they last went to the sexual health clinic. That's so important, because I have had STIs from one-night stands, and that is due to being very careless using condoms. And because I was on the pill, I thought I was invincible. It's really important to be really confident about yourself at the time of having one night stands, and like to love yourself and to respect yourself, because if you don't, that's when things can get complicated and you can get hurt and there can be negative feelings involved. And if you do feel these negative feelings after one night stand, you just have to accept yourself. You're a human. Like, one night stands are so natural. we're all humans. All like we were made to fuck and create life. Like that is what we were for at the end of the day. So there shouldn't be that shame around sex.
Our guest Florence estimates that she's had 25 one-night stands. Depending on where you're at, that might seem like a lot, or not many at all.
When I was at uni, like during that phase of having all these one-night stands, I lived with one of my friends for a bit. And we had a slightly unhealthy relationship with each other where we kind of had a competition who could sleep with the most people, who could bring the most guys back to the student house. And we'd always be like right on each other's toes. Like, so it'd just be like, I'd always like one up her and then she'd one up me. And then it was, so I think like a lot of my one night stands were actually due to competition and probably not actually wanting to fuck that particular person, which is really bad. And I don't actually recommend having competitions with how many people you can sleep with, because it doesn't matter how many people you sleep with.
It's only now, years after starting her sexual journey, going through the things that she's gone through, that Florence has reached this level of confidence. I'm sure a lot of us could learn about one-night stands from Florence.
I think having one-night stands can actually be really beneficial to your whole like sexual experience in life. And I would, if you are interested in doing it, encourage going out and having fun. And it's always got to be fun. That is the main point. Like, don't ever go out having one-night stands if you're not in the mood or if you're doing it to hurt yourself in some way. Because I think I did that sometimes. I think I might have felt shit about myself one night and I was like, I need validation. And I got that validation through sex and through hooking up with someone. And that is a really unhealthy way of having a one-night stand, because that is where shame comes in. The next day, you won't feel good about that. And why are you bringing that negative energy into your life? So always have one-night stands with positive intentions. Go in for fun and clear boundaries. And also, trust is really important. Although quite often, one-night stands happen after like a night out when you're a bit drunk. And there is the problem with consent when that happens as well. So I think it's always best to have a clear head when you go into a one-night stand, because if you're drunk, if you're wasted and you wake up in someone else's bed the next day, you're most likely going to be feeling negative about that experience.
Thanks for listening to My First Time, a mostly sexy sex podcast from Broadly. And thank you very much to our guest, Florence. My name is Xing Xing, and I'm the UK editor at Broadly here in London. This episode was produced by Sam Bonham. If you like us, rate us and subscribe to the podcast. See you next week.